I've been through a tough few weeks. I've struggled, banged up against a wall so hard I was sure I was going to end up in the rain, in tatters, with nothing. No signal, eyelids pasted shut. Dead in the ground with an insensible cipher on a tombstone. Waking up on the other side with some ghoul or ghast telling me at the end of the long mad tumble that I just needed to relax. That in the vast scheme of cosmic reckoning, that my fears and worries were simple chokes and chatters of overreaction. But I'm happy that I question. I just finished watching Scorsese's No Direction Home, entranced by Dylan's mad hair and direct, intense question mark, by those star-sick words, that it's necessary to be confused and confusing. I became interested in the swarm of social media in some fashion because I sensed some connection to the grand old tradition of disruption and reversal of old forms. That there was some poetry, or at least potential for it in that domain. And frustrated and angry when I felt such a wild and imminent form of communication was being appropriated by the same old bogeymen of commerce and normality. I'm impatient with myself for being broken and shy and eternally blowing my chances, wasting my precious moments on this planet with the trivial and deadening and with the paralyzing stupidity of the human animal. With my constant dissatisfaction with my position. But weeks of reverberation, batting my idiot head against the light, has made me strong and shone a torch into dank corners. My sentiment is true, even if my execution is often offside. I question, I love, I suffer, but I remain. One day, maybe tomorrow, I'll be dust and rumour, but deep down in the stale river, I am alive. Even if I blow it all, reduced to ashes, I seek truth and valour and rise above the sick noise of a culture driven mad. I harbour dreams and both absorb and generate stories. My connection to the drama is unbroken. In the light of this, my own personal break may be irrelevant.